You are listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition. Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashakuit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor harinik egelisvin hon harinik avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, May the 2nd. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And with this week's Starelitzes, it is the first year Starelitz of Emily Gilbert. Also, yesterday, May 1st, was the first Starelitz of Roy Markarian de Palma. Yesterday was the first Starelitz of Margaret Denelian. May 2nd, 1999, today is the 22nd Starelitz of Margot Chobanian. It was also the 22nd Starelitz of Sarah Cherejian. May 2nd, 2002, today is the 19th Delta of Violet Manushag Samuelian. May 2nd, 2008, today is the 13th Delta of Araxi Atamian. May 3rd, 1999, Monday is the 22nd Delta of Mary Grant. May 3rd, 2015, Monday is the 6th Delta of Mihran Mike Serjanian. May 3rd, 2004, Monday is the 17th Delta of Manuel Kazanjian. May 3rd, 2010, Monday is the 11th Delta of Harrison Yachjin. May 3rd, 2008, Monday is the 13th Delta of Mary Kazarian. May 4th, 1994, Tuesday is the 27th Dalitz of Lucine Atarian. May 4th, 2012, Tuesday is the 9th Dalitz of George Cookie Meridian. May 4th, 1991, Tuesday is the 30th Dalitz of Richard Zorobedian. May 4th, 1996, Tuesday is the 25th Dalitz of Dr. Arshag Masurlian. May 4th, 2008, Tuesday is the 13th Dalitz of Casper Tokomian. May 5th, 2002, Wednesday is the 19th Dalitz of John Melkonian. May 5th, 2018, Wednesday is the third Dadaltov of Albert Ashukian. May 5th, 1991, Wednesday is the 30th Dadaltov of Yervan Arslanian. May 5th, 2012, Wednesday is the 9th Dadaltov of Marian Hazarian Bramley. May 5th, 2010, Wednesday is the 11th Dadaltov of Leo Sermayan. May 5th, 1991, Wednesday is the 30th Dadaltov of Margaret Chikoyan. May 5th, 2020, Wednesday is the 1st Dadaltov of Edward Avedisian. May 6th, 1971, Thursday is the 50th Dadaltov of George David Adoyan. May 6, 1981, Thursday is the 40th Dadaltov of Arshavir Harmayan. May 6, 2014, Thursday is the 7th Dadalitz of Carol Kasparian. May 6, 1999, Thursday is the 22nd Dadaltov of Margaret Tadawoshin. May 7, 2006, Friday is the 15th Dadaltov of Paul Dolbatian Sr. May 7, 1991, Friday is the 30th Dadaltov of Noyemzar Krikorian. May 7, 2011, Friday is the 10th Dadaltov of Ronald Vartan Tomation. May 7, 1997, Friday is the 24th Dadaltov of Isabel Ashukyan. May 8, 2010, Saturday is the 11th Dadaltov of Varant Mel Melikyan. Iveri Neru Sachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin. If you haven't seen the Providence Journal, yesterday's Providence Journal, you really need to go online or get a hold of one of these papers. I'm going to read it to you anyways, but Donita Naylor wrote about Biden the United States finally announcing to the world that the Armenian genocide took place. Finally, is titled the article. President Biden's deliberate use of a single word on Saturday, April 24th, Armenian Remembrance Day, gave Armenians around the world something they have wanted dearly for a century. By using the word genocide, which Turkey has demanded its allies never utter in connection with 1 million to 1.5 million Armenians killed from 1915 to 1923, Biden stepped across a line in the sand. No United States president except Ronald Reagan has taken that step. Martha Jamgochen, vice chairman of the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, said she was outdoors when Biden recognized as genocide the atrocities perpetrated on the Armenians a century ago. I was probably gardening, Jamgochen said. I had heard it was in the newspapers for a couple days that he was going to do this, and he did. Her group issued a statement, but she expressed a personal view on Thursday. I don't know why these politicians have been genuflecting for all these decades, she said. We've been clamoring for recognition for a long time. Every year on April 24th, each municipality in Rhode Island flies the Armenian flag provided by the ANC of Rhode Island. Among other commemorative events, there's a service at St. Sag and St. Mesrop Church in Providence and a ceremony. Actually, this is all three churches, but in a ceremony at the Armenian Monument in the North Burial Ground. Haig Arakelyan, 33, a member of the ANC of Rhode Island, said he was at the church on Saturday, about to march to a rally at the State House, when they got word that Biden had said the word. My feelings represent the same feelings across all Armenians in Rhode Island and America, Arakelyan said. We're thinking, finally. Every presidential candidate promises to call it what it was, but they back down after pressure from the government of Turkey. Each new president gets a warning call from Turkey. Turkey warns that it could close a U.S. airbase or leave United States tourists unprotected. But Biden didn't back down. Turkey's foreign secretary summoned the U.S. ambassador, David Satterfield, to tell him that Biden's statement had no legal basis and that Ankara rejected it, found it unacceptable, and condemned it in the strongest terms. As the Voice of America reports, Turkey denies a genocide or any deliberate plan to wipe out the Armenians. It says many of the victims were casualties of war or murdered by Russians. Turkey also says the number of Armenians killed was far fewer than that of 1.5. Moments after Biden's statement, Turkish Foreign Minister Cavusoglu tweeted, "Words cannot change or rewrite history. We will not take lessons from anyone on our history." Aram Garabedian, 85, a retailer, a real estate owner, and a legislator known for bringing the Warwick Mall back from floods in 2010, filled six coach-style buses in 2010, in 2015, to take supporters to New York City for the 100th remembrance. Years of his life were devoted to making sure the world knew about the Armenian genocide. For Garabedian, the goal has been to equip everybody with the ability to recognize intolerance and turn it around before hatred gives rise to death squads. Hitler cited the precedent of Armenians being decimated to justify his invading Poland, clearing away the Jews and using the land for Germans. He has famously said, "Who, after all, speaks today of the annihilation of the Armenians?" Last Saturday, it was Biden who spoke of the Armenians. He asked Americans to renew our shared resolve to prevent future atrocities from occurring anywhere in the world, and let us pursue healing and reconciliation for all people of the world. Letitia Sora, 25, and her mother are refugees from Africa. They fled civil war in the Ivory Coast, only to witness it again in Sierra Leone. She went at age 16 on one of Garabedian's buses to New York City back in 2015 because she wanted to be with people who, like herself, had lived through atrocities. Sora's sister had died, urging their mother to run from her killers. "I saw a lot of dedicated people who went through a lot of atrocities in their past," she said of the rally that was held in 2015. "They were like warriors. They just want it acknowledged." President Biden saying so openly and recognizing it as a genocide, it eases your heart, she said. It's as if he said, "Your story has been heard. Your story is real." She wants to pursue a master's degree in global peace. family stories of survival. If bullies, people with hate in their hearts, are not called out, Arakelian said, the silence seems to condone the behavior and aggression is going to elevate. It all starts small. When the president of the country speaks up about the Armenian genocide, he said, he speaks to other heads of state. Nearly every Armenian in the United States has a story, Arakelian said. Many of us, we didn't arrive with our families because only one person survived. Arakelian's great-grandfather connected with a sort of underground railroad in which refugees were led from one safe location to the next. He made it safely to Aleppo, Syria. Now, 33, Arakelian was 5 when his parents came to the United States from Syria. For Garabedian, 85, it was his grandmother, who as a child hid in a cave until the massacre was over. She lived for 5 years at an orphanage in Marseille, France, and eventually reunited with some of her family. Garabedian's daughter, Lisa Reagan, asked if the work is over now that Biden acknowledged the genocide, and Garabedian said no. The biggest thing is the educational factor has to spread across the world. You can't let what took place happen again. Michael Manukaprelian, 71, an Armenian who is a veteran, Vietnam veteran, and has worked in reconciling former combatants, delights in stories of Armenians, seeing what they can do to help someone in need. He recalls the meeting of Violet Davis, an Oscar, Emmy, and Tony Award-winning actress who grew up in extreme poverty in Central Falls, and learning, you know, what it's one of her stories that she tells, and learning that an Armenian had brought the family a meal of stuffed peppers to the Viola family. They never forgot that, he said. People who have been in tough situations or oppressed, they have a choice. They can become another oppressor or they turn around and help the oppressed. And again, that article was yesterday's paper, Providence Journal. You can go online to providencejournal.com. You can go to your local store if you're around here. But kudos to Donita Naylor for writing such a well-needed article. My next song is by Tata Simonian. He just put this out. This is a new song. Gideceğim. And I can't believe May is here already. Unbelievable. Where is time going? But next Sunday, Mother's Day Luncheon. Yes, it is Mother's Day next Sunday. And the Women's Guild at St. Saig and St. Meso. You know, it's Mother's Day, and what are the ladies doing? They're cooking. But hey. 70 Jeffers Street, Providence is the place. Mother's Day Luncheon. It's takeout or delivery only. May 9th, next Sunday, 12 to 1:15. And you need to make your reservations by May 5th by letting them know what you would like. It's either Losh Kebab or Chema dinner. And you can contact Rena, not the church. Contact Rena, 401-5. Yeah, just flood her phone number. 573-5731. 573-5731. Call Rena. Let her know what you want, Chema or Losh Kebab. Well, you know, it's nice so you don't have to cook, but donations are appreciated and you will be picking up your food and driving away, or you can have somebody deliver it to your home. Mother's Day Luncheon, Sunday, May 9th, call Rena, 573-5731. And all you out-of-town listeners, don't get fancy and think she's going to deliver it all the way to wherever you are. But anyways, Mother's Day Luncheon next Sunday. It's a great idea. Hopefully everyone will enjoy their Mother's Day next Sunday. And also listen to the Armenian Radio Hour. We'll have a beautiful Mother's Day program next Sunday. And, you know, one more announcement. June 28th, golf outing from St. Saig, St. Meso'ub Church, Cranston Country Club. Call Mark, 523-3276. 523-3276. Golf outing for St. Saig, St. Meso'ub Church. You need to put in your registration and whatnot. And with that, we're going to Tigran Satrian.
Listen.
And just a reminder, St. Sag, St. Messerup Church is having a picnic. They're having it August 21st. It's back to normal almost. Music, dancing, and delicious foods under the tents. It's outside anyways. So mark your calendars, August 21st. We're going back to picnic style, Armenian Festival Picnic, St. Sag, St. Messerup Church, under the tents on the property. And then the food, St. Sag, St. Messerup Bazaar, Saturday, November 7th and 8th. Saturday and Sunday, November 7th and 8th. Mark your calendars for the bazaar. And with that, we're going to switch gears. And I got to look up to see what we have for St. Vartanans Church for dates of events. They also have picnics coming up, drive-thrus as well. And actually, you know what? Right now, we have some birthdays and a couple of anniversaries. May 5th this week, Adriana and Elena Donabed's birthday. Those are the twin granddaughters of Marie and Elton, the late Elton Donabed. Marie's still down in Florida. Good morning, Marie. She listens from time to time. Also celebrating her birthday this week, Tara Dwyer. Happy birthday, Tara. That's the Martesian family. May 6th. Out in Texas, my cousin, Christian Adam Meradian. Happy birthday, Christian. And then also on May 6th, we have two couples celebrating their anniversary. May 6th, happy anniversary to Mark and Krista Janigian. And also celebrating that same day, Bill and Marguerite Grigo. They've been through a really rough last 6 months. And my next song, Margarita, is especially for Marguerite Grigo, and I don't know what to say. Your son is a force and he's all around us. I can say that. Alrighty, this one is for happy anniversary, Bill and Marguerite.
Agnes to him gyaki Margarita Hona mana yeshkada Ezni suri sahik chuka Mi Agnes to him gyaki Margarita շատ պարտեր եմ դեսել իմ գյանքի, բայց նրանից լավ չեմ հանքի վետ մարգարիտա, քո նմանը ես չկտա, կեզնից ուրիշ սաղի չկա, միակն ես դու իմ գյանքի, ախ մարգարիտա, քո նմանը ես չկտա, Ni suri sagichira Mi apnes tu im yagi
Get those calendars out. St. Vasanant's Church is having Bible Camp. Bible Camp will be from July 19th through the 23rd. And registration is $60 if your payment's in by May 31st. And just in case it ends up being virtual, they will refund your money. But it's going to be in person thus far, July 19th through the 23rd. Mark those calendars. St. Vasanant's Church's Bible Camp. It's for children ages 4 through 12. Again, 4 through 12, and it goes on daily till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a week full of fun, learning, making great friends, arts and crafts. There's a field trip, game, singing, daily prayer, Bible camp, St. Vartanans Church. Sign your children up for Bible camp. Alrighty, from there we're going to Nune Yesayan.
Tanem, tanem, kez mektum, tanem Uzum ez kona, kona, var kona
And at the Armenian Evangelical Church, they're having a fundraiser today. So if you are available, it's a drive-through fundraiser, and just drop your check off. It's such an important cause. Many of us know here in Rhode Island that the Yepremians need our help. Their family member, baby Garen Yepremian, he's in need of a new kidney, and they've been trying to find a transplant, a living donor, and you can only imagine the bills that pile up, even with health insurance, and it's such a trying time for their family. And if you ever come across Sebu, you know, he's always got a smile on his face. He's been a member of our community forever. And, let's do whatever we can to help them out. Baby Garden needs our help. And it's going on today. Actually, was it today? I think it's today. It was May 22nd. Oh, I'm so sorry. Nancy's going to kill me. You know what? You can go online and make a donation. I know they have a GoFundMe page. I don't know why I thought it was today, May 2nd. And I'm sorry, Nancy. Oh, what have I done? I thought it was for today, May 2nd. It was last Saturday, May 22nd. And, if you can help out, please do so. They have a GoFundMe page. Any of the church are taking donations as well for baby Garden. And I hope it went well last week, Nancy, and my apologies. But again, Yepremians, baby Garden, if you haven't been tested and you're under, I believe it's under the age of 50, and you can contact Sebu Yepremian, and they can tell you how to see if you're eligible to be a living donor. So please, if you can, that would be great. And with that, we're going to Manuel.
Երեչանգության արածունքները Սերով ու ինձ դուի Երեչանգության համբույրները Շրտներուս վրա թրոշմեցի Երեչանգության արածունքները Սերովը դու ինձ դուի Երեչանգության համբույրները Շրտներուս վրա թրոշմեցի Երջան գության արածունքները Խոստումներով ատ ինձ դվի Ու ինձ դալով որավ հույս է Դու ինձ երջանիք թարցուցի Երջան գության արածունքները Խոստումներով ատ ինձ դվի Ու ինձ դալով որավ հույս է Երջանիք թարցուցի Քարնան նման արև աշով Բարեթերու քույրը ինձ բերի Ու շրթներով ինձ այրով Սրբիս գիրկը հարկեցուցի
I gotta say, I love it when people are listening to me. You know, I always think, oh, no one listens. Thank you, Carol Malikian. You know, it's tough being me, getting up early in the morning and doing this every Sunday for the last 100 years. I'm so glad I didn't mess this up. Armenian Evangelical Church, they do so many wonderful events for our community, and this one is extremely close to my heart. It's a beautiful family, and they need our help, and I'm just going to read you part of the email that I got from Nancy. The Armenian Evangelical Church is holding a drive-through fundraiser for little baby Garen Yepremian. I'm sure everyone knows this story, but just as a reminder, he is in great need of a kidney transplant, hopefully from a living donor. He was born with end-stage chronic kidney disease and has been on dialysis since he was 4 months old. For questions and more information about being a potential donor, you can email Sebu at syep20@gmail.com. syep20@gmail.com. This drive-through fundraiser will take place Saturday, May 22nd, between 3 and 6 o'clock at the church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Meal choices are a complete traditional half-roasted chicken dinner and or chema dinner. Please call or text Nancy Tarakshin and place your order, 401-640-7070, 640-7070. One more time, place your order whether you want chicken or chema. And that is May 22nd, Saturday, 401-640-7070. When you call or text, please leave your name, choice of meal, and your telephone number so that they can call you back and set up a pickup time. No need to even get out of your car. Please mark your calendars and call Nancy as soon as possible. 401-640-7070. Give them your order. And again, this is May 22nd, Saturday, 3 to 6. Please help out the Yepremian family. And again, this is at 180 Oaklawn Avenue, the Armenian Evangelical Church. And as always, what would I do with Carol Malikian? I love you, Carol. Thank you. Alrighty, from there, let's go to Adis Harmanyan, one of my family's favorites, one of mine.
Ashune, Ashu, Urine, Marsu. Աշնան կամուտ է, իմ սիրն է հաշում Աշուն է աշում, ուրին է մարսում Աշնան կամուտ է, իմ սիրն է հաշում Գգամի ժամանակ Sirahar de Gugami Jamana Kudu Gimana
ti veri. Rachti peri Luis Miguel Kim Jahe Sirtel Shemenate Gagami Shamana Udu Imana Kim Jahe Gagami jamana Udu imana Tinche sere Sira arde
Nothing like Adis Harmanyan. And, you know, yesterday I was out in Cranston having some ice cream at Frenchie's, and a little birdie told me that Rhode Island might be getting a huge event come Labor Day weekend this year. I can't wait. And, you know, with that in mind, it's picnic season coming up, and usually, you know, in May, you'd have that first picnic of the year with the Hoosenixies out in Rehoboth, and, you know, we're still in our altered world, but I had to play some picnic music. So, you know, we do have a couple picnics coming up, and you know, some of them are drive-through, some of them are live and in person, but right now I'm just thinking of the old days with Roger Krikorian. Enjoy. And I just want to mention, Men's Club and AYF cleaned up Camp Hayastan last week. They did a fantastic job. And thank you to Stephen Almation for keeping us up to date.
Canım canım gidemeyiz can çürüme. Ah bir canım
It's that time. As Dad always says, Urachatur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagal Ratsav, Shigaltun, Serin Hamar, Sedesutun, Minchev, Harachigagidagi, Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, Big Brother George, keeping us on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Tell all your friends. Right now you're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday!